listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by our senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, Stephen Coughlin, a man whose courage and acumen in describing the nature of the enemy and his forthrightness in presenting that information, no matter how unwelcome it has been, in particular among senior officials of the United States government, is extraordinarily admirable and really necessary. Steve, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're talking on the day that David Shipler, a former New York Times correspondent and Pulitzer Prize winner, is rolling out a new book called Freedom of Speech. It's a rather peculiar book. It seems to be primarily aimed at suppressing the freedom of speech of folks like thee and me, which is troubling in the extreme. I wanted to talk with you about a thesis that he propounds in a chapter of this book entitled Protocols of the Elders of Islam, in which he draws a parallel to a notorious act of disinformation and anti-Semitism, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. He suggests that there's nothing to the work and scholarship that you've done on a product called the Explanatory Memorandum. Talk about that a little bit and where the truth lies.
Well, yes, and I find it somewhat surprising. He emailed me a couple times about a year ago in February and asked me some questions. I was pressed for time, but I gave him some answers. But it's important to say we exchanged emails, and no way did I have any understanding I was answering for a record, but even what I said, I stand by. And I look at what I gave him as far as documentation, and it doesn't allow him to make the statements he is representing that I made. But, you know, what really bothers me is the name of the chapter, of course, is the Protocols of the Elder Islam, basically saying that we're this generation's anti-Semites. I mean, the book Protocols of the Elder Zion is a viciously anti-Semitic work. And, you know, I've read that book, and the reason I did was because when I was doing information operations and stuff, we had to keep track of all the programming in the Middle East put on by the Muslim Brotherhood that played off the Protocols of the Elder Zion.
Our guest is Stephen Coughlin, a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, the author of a long-awaited and much-anticipated new book, Catastrophic Failure, Blinding America in the Age of Jihad. We're talking about another book at the moment, David Shipler's book, Freedom of Speech. And I should have said that, Steve, during your time in the military, you were, among other things, assigned to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and their duty expert on these questions of Sharia and the jihad and the enemy threat doctrine. So tie this together with Shipler's thesis that one of the sort of foundational documents in this work is not the real deal, the explanatory memorandum of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, of course, the explanatory memorandum of the Muslim Brotherhood is, at one level, we call it the silver bullet, because there were thousands of different documents that were seized in a series of raids against Muslim Brotherhood leaders in America. And what we can't say is that it's a silver bullet, because without it, they couldn't have won the case. What we can say is this document was their strategic document that clarified everything and made everything else come together in a way that made it much easier, and it made it easy to carry one document in and be able to explain that and show that everything else you're reading can be associated with it or folded into it.
And this was used in the decisive effect in the course of the Holy Land Foundation trial, of course, the largest terrorism financing trial in U.S. history.
And he wants to characterize us as being kind of right-wing zealots for relying on this document. It was entered into evidence in a case where they appealed it and that they lost, and it went to the Fifth Circuit. This is not only a strategic document, it has met challenges and survives an evidentiary standard where the judge himself said, there's no question this is the Muslim Brotherhood. The reason Shipler wants to get rid of this is because it has caused so much damage. It's glaringly obvious. It would be like attacking people who are anti-Semitic without the elders for the protocols of the Elder Zion, but you could always still prove it. And in that instance, what he's saying, this is just an assault on the truth.
Yeah. And Steve, one other thing that he's assaulting is this idea that there are phased plans in the approach to the civilization jihad, as the Brotherhood calls it. Talk about some of the architects of the Muslim Brotherhood's sort of doctrines and the importance of doing things in phases, or according to milestones, if you will.
Well, yes. When you read their literature, they're always talking about phases, and it goes to this relationship between what Syed Qutb called and created this concept. He didn't create it, but he operationalized it. He took abrogation from the Quran, that what was revealed earlier over what was revealed later overrules what was said earlier, and he uses that to create stages of development of Islam that the Brotherhood emulates. So let's just toss out the time phase line that he's attacking, and let's replace it by any number of one, any series of them. And I'll give you a great example. Der Spiegel, I think in 2005, published Al-Qaeda's timeline, and it looks exactly the same way. The idea that the credibility of what we're doing hangs on a single document, when we could just hang, we could make a Christmas tree with all the documents we have on just timelines.
But the point is that what we have demonstrated, that there is a covert, stealthy form of jihad, as well as the violent kind, that it is well advanced in much of the Western world, and that it is moving forward inexorably to accomplish certain subversive goals that have the same objective end state in mind as does the violent jihad of the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or what have you, namely imposing Sharia worldwide and creating a caliphate to rule according to it. And you lay this out marvelously in the book that you will be publishing here shortly, entitled, as I mentioned, Catastrophic Failure. But this is born in part of your own hard experience in the government as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, I was pushed out because of the success of what I was doing. I was not too much of a public figure, so it took a lot of effort to find out who this guy was in the Pentagon who was winning the day on the joint staff to have me pushed back out because of the success I was having. Because when I would brief the facts, and you know, people who remember me back then, I'd bring a suitcase full of Islamic books to say, hey, you might not like it, but here it is. It's published right here. And this is what it says. And they are saying it publicly.
One of the things that you've been warning about, going back to that time, as I recall, is a 10-year plan that this group, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, has advanced. What is that plan about, and what's its manifestations at the moment?
Well, I think it's a perfect tie into the book we're seeing. In 2005, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation announced a 10-year plan to subordinate free speech in the world to Islamic standards of free speech, which makes it a crime to do what the term that was used to couch this is Islamophobia. And this is the 10th year of the 10-year plan of action. The first week of the 10th year, you had Charlie Hebdo. Then you had the events in Copenhagen. Now you had an attack down in Texas. And so when we see how the media attacked the people down in Texas, they attacked them exactly along the line Shipler is arguing in his book.
Yeah, not the jihadists. These are the people who put on the conference that prompted the jihadists to attack them, right?
Exactly. And also not the jihadists who were doing this, not the Brotherhood. Of course, the key part of the Brotherhood strategy in the explanatory memorandum is to get other people to do their mission for them. So we should not be surprised that someone like Shipler is carrying the water for the Muslim Brotherhood, who actually does create programs based on the protocols of the Elder Zion, that he's the one establishing the narrative to attack Americans for exercising the First Amendment right on their behalf.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, Steve, of Walter Duranty in the old Soviet Union, another New York Times correspondent, another Pulitzer Prize winner, who actively dissembled and misled the people of that time about what that totalitarian ideology was doing to its own people and what it had in mind for us. Steve, we have to leave it at that. I'm afraid this is a very rich topic. I'm excited about the publication of Catastrophic Failure and look forward to having a full hour-long program discussion with you about it at the earliest possible time. Keep up your tremendous work, and thank you for your clarity about what David Shipler is getting wrong, and misleadingly so. Next up, we'll talk with Zach Nunn, a legislator from Iowa, about an important conference taking place there this Saturday and the threats to our electric grid and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.